This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A new website helps chefs supplement their income with at-home cooking demonstrations.
Chefs around the world are suffering. Restaurants are closing left and right.
I'll tell you what the criteria is to become a virtual chef and how you can book an experience. This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW. I'm Hadass Kuznets with Jake Doherty, CEO of Deary Dari, which is a new online support for chefs. It's a new platform. Jake, why don't you tell me a little bit about what it is first?
Yeah, no problem. Deary Dari is a platform for chefs where they can onboard at no cost, upload recipes with photos and descriptions, and then sell live interactive cooking experiences based on their recipes to people around the world.
So you provide people with, like, you sign up and then the ingredients come to them?
Yeah, that's one of our unique kind of additions to the platform. We have an actual logistics department who can send the ingredients necessary for any chef's recipe to the customer. So as a customer, you can go and find a chef, find a recipe, and then click that you wish to purchase the live experience with that chef. And about 24 hours before the experience, the ingredients will be delivered to your door.
So this is like a step further than those chef delivery boxes that come. The chef delivery box comes, and then you're cooking with the chef.
Exactly. So we decided to combine the two.
So what is Deary Dari? How did you come up with the name?
Well, it's kind of funny. The people that came up with this concept were myself, Jonathan Graver, my business partner, Laura, who is in charge of our logistics, and one of our team who is in charge of the platform. And four of us all worked in a small village called Garmisch-Partenkirchen, Germany at one time. And around the corner from where we worked was a bar called Deary Dari. And Deary Dari in Bavaria, in southern Germany, basically means cash or to make an exchange for cash. So it's a trade. So basically, you would go into the bar and you'd say, listen, I need a beer. And he'd be like, all right, well, give me some Deary Dari. And the name was quite interesting. We liked it and we all had fond memories of the place. And so when we sat down and started putting together this idea, we just thought that would be a really neat name.
Do you speak German?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Sounds like you've had a lot of experience in Germany drinking some beers with your friends.
Quite a few. I've been in Germany now for about 23 years, either Germany or Europe itself. I lived in Austria, Italy, Switzerland for a very short period of time in Holland, but Germany, well, specifically Bavaria, captured my heart and I never really left.
I didn't even realize you're not in Philadelphia.
No, actually, I live still in Germany, in Garmisch-Partenkirchen, Germany, still to this day.
So what is your connection to Philadelphia?
Honestly, one of the people that we started this business with mentioned when we were looking for the ideal location to launch this business, that Philadelphia was probably the hardest city to start in. And they said that if you could survive in Philadelphia, that you would come out stronger and wiser. And so I started looking around Philadelphia and looking for things that I liked about the city. And I immediately gravitated towards Mama T's Community Fridge and Michelle and Audrey and their amazing work that they're doing on the city streets in Philadelphia. And I thought, yep, this is where I want to be.
So what are your expectations out of Deary Dari?
Well, Deary Dari, honestly, was a pivot point for me. I started off in tourism, but it has gone belly up because of COVID-19. And what I'm trying to do with Deary Dari is help not just myself, but chefs. Chefs around the world are suffering. Restaurants are closing left and right. And I saw an opportunity to create a platform where chefs could find a way to put food on their tables for their own families. And then even after COVID-19 is over, which hopefully that'll happen soon. This is a great way for chefs to pivot out of a kitchen and be closer to their families.
How is something like this different than a chef saying, hey, sign up, pay through whatever methods, Venmo or whatever, and then I'll send you my own Zoom link or whatever platform?
Well, that's where it's unique. We offer, of course, the ingredient delivery. And then secondarily, we have our own Jitsi platform that we've integrated into DearieDari.com, which allows us to control the number of households that are on this live interactive experience. Plus, we give, of course, great search engine optimization, search engine marketing, and of course, marketing itself, so that we can get their names out there so they can have much more range and much more exposure.
So this would work for somebody that might not have that huge Instagram following?
That's kind of where we want to start, especially right now. Chefs who have big names, they can go out and set up their own account and then, of course, set up their own Zoom link or whatever to communicate with their clients. But what about the chef who was a sous chef at a really nice restaurant, who still has to put food on his table, but doesn't have, as you say, the Instagram followers?
Yeah, and this is really hitting those small establishments the most.
Exactly. They're the ones who are having the hardest time surviving all of this.
One thing I found, you set up a platform for people to see. And one thing that I found that really struck me about your event was that in quarantine, it's a really great way to connect with other people. I know a lot of people are kind of suffering and feeling kind of mental anguish, anxiety, and a lot of people don't have a lot of people to talk to or something to do. Was that something that you've noticed?
Oh, Hadas, of course. That's one of our main goals, is to bring family and friends together. And you get to do it in a fun way with a chef. Me personally, I am so tired of being quarantined inside my house, cooking the same meals for my children every day. Spaghetti and meatballs, or, you know, potato soup. And so what we're trying to do with DearieDari is bring variety back into the average household's kitchen and then connect them with their friends and family and have an experience where a chef can teach them something in a casual manner. They can mess up, they can slow down, they can stop, they can start and giggle and laugh and try and find some sense of normalcy.
Because you can also talk with the chef.
Of course, you can talk with a chef, you can talk with your friends, you can talk with whoever is on the link.
So explain to me how this works.
All right, so basically you can book right now an experience in the form of a group or a private. So a private is one household with a chef. And you can go and find any of the recipes that are listed as experiences on DearieDari, click on it, and either use the contact me button to communicate with the chef direct to set up a date and time, or you can see what they have listed already as available under private for that experience. And then under group, what you do is it's where you can set up a group experience with your friends and family around the world. So you can go there and you purchase one seat or one household. And then somebody, your friend in New York, can purchase the other household. And the two of you have a live interactive experience with the chef at a set time.
Or you can like join a group that's already there?
No. That right now, that option we do not have on DearieDari. We are going to create that option for February so that people can meet new people. You can imagine why, saying it's the month of February. So it's going to be a way for people to get together and interact with people they don't know. But right now, we're using our group feature for friends and family around the world to get together.
So you're either going to have like a private experience just for you or with you and like people that you know.
Correct.
What has really struck you about this startup?
Wow. As far as like starting this business, prior to this, like I said, I was in travel and tourism and my business was located here in Germany. And so when I decided to pivot in March, one of the things that I realized was how hard it was going to be to create this platform in America, because I haven't lived there in such a long time. Luckily, I have good friends and good partners who do live in America that have been helping me out left and right. And they all suggested that we do this in Philadelphia, to start in Philadelphia. And so it's been a challenge and an adventure, to say the least.
What is it about Philadelphia? Is it the honesty?
You know, it's got a good feel. Philadelphia, even from where I stand, which is far away, Philadelphia has a good feel. It has a good community from what I can see. And a lot of people trying to help each other. We get chefs onboarding left and right talking about how the local restaurants like Serpico and Monk's Cafe and Palizzi are closing and how hard it is because they don't know if they're going to reopen. And there is a sense of sorrow and a sense of community that I really just think is amazing.
It's really been difficult here in Philadelphia and across the country, but Philadelphia was really going strong. Some restaurateurs told me that 2019 was their best year ever.
I know. And then to have to roll into 2020, it's just been a challenge for all of us. It's just been a challenge.
So if a chef wants to sign up, what can they expect? What do they have to do?
Well, it's quite automated now. So they're going to go to our platform, and in the bottom of the landing page or the homepage, they'll find a chef sign up button. And then they're going to put in their information, just general information, name, address, and then they're going to have to create two recipes, which we call experiences. And they're going to give us a little video about who they are and why they want to join the platform. All that information is going to be given over to my business partner, Jonathan. And Jonathan, who is also a chef, he is a head chef of 6 restaurants, is going to look through them and he's going to decide if this is the perfect match. And then most of those people, if not all, are going to be approved, and they're going to be given an admin page on Dairy Dari where they can then load up their recipes, photos, videos. And there is a lot of freedom because they set their own pricing. They set their own experiences, the times, et cetera, et cetera. And then once they get a booking, we just take a 20% from the total to, of course, cover our platform fee.
So they charge whatever they want, and then you take 20% of that. You don't charge an additional 20%.
Correct. 20% of that.
And then is there an additional fee for grocery delivery?
Exactly. So as a customer, you'll see the first thing when you go to book an experience is the cost of the experience set by the chef. You then book the experience and then put in your zip code. Based on the zip code that you give us, we'll determine whether or not you are in our deliverable range, which currently we can deliver to most of the city of Philadelphia, New York, Chicago. And once we see that you are in our deliverable range, you can then have the option of purchasing the ingredients that you choose to have delivered to your door.
So you could be like, oh, I've got salt and I've got baking powder and flour. I don't need that.
Exactly.
So it's like a grocery shopper plus delivery.
You got it. Yeah, we didn't want to say that you had to have another 2-pound bag of flour and a dozen eggs, because a lot of people already had that at home. But we wanted to give people the option.
What are your hopes for Dairy Dari? Is this kind of like, do you hope to be like the Amazon of chef demonstrations? Like that's the platform that they sell upon?
Oh, that's a big vision. Actually, what we really want is to try and bring back home cooking and use locally sourced ingredients. And we want to have that nationwide. But that's our main goal, to give jobs to chefs, to help chefs survive this time, and then to, as I said, pivot out of the kitchen so they can spend more time with their families, and then to bring back joy to the kitchen. There's so many people like myself before I invested in Dairy Dari and started building this platform who just didn't really cook. And now I'm really enjoying cooking again, and I want others to experience that as well.
So it's interesting. I mean, I mentioned Amazon, but you are actually investing locally by bringing ingredients to people.
Exactly. One of the things that Laura, who is in charge of her logistics and ingredient delivery, does is she works with the local stores, the local sourcing. And we really, really want to continue that in every city we move to for our ingredient delivery. We really want to keep it, as we say over here in Germany, organic. Not so much farm to table, but pretty close to farm to kitchen. How's that sound?
How do you expect that the experience of cooking or food entertainment is going to change after the coronavirus and after people come out of quarantine?
Well, I hope that people can go back to restaurants and be with their friends and have a glass of wine and connect again. And I know that will occur. And Dairy Dari is going to have to pivot as well. We are going to be working closer with mom and pop delivery services, locally sourced delivery services, CSA boxes. We want to work with different other platforms to try and bring Dairy Dari into more kitchens, because yes, people are going to go back out to restaurants. People are going to go and connect with their friends. But at some point, they're going to have to come back home and they're going to want to eat some really good food. And they're going to want to do it, hopefully, with a Dairy Dari chef.
It also reminds me of like Airbnb, where you set your price, you set your calendar.
It's funny that you say that, Hadas. As I mentioned earlier, I came from a travel background. And so when I started building this platform, I really kind of modeled it off a lot of the online travel agencies that I worked for.
What do you mean by that?
Well, online travel agencies such as Airbnb, such as Tours by Local, Viator, Get Your Guide, they have a very similar platform in the sense that the tour guides and businesses that work for those companies can set their own pricing and build their own pages on those platforms. And I wanted to bring that styled experience to Dearie Dari.
So what's the criteria to be a chef on your platform?
As far as criteria, Jonathan loves to say that if they just have a great personality and a unique look, and how does he say it? A great personality, a unique look, and an ability to cook wonderful food, they're definitely going to be on the platform in a minute. And I didn't say it as well as Jonathan says it.
What about home chefs? Is this something for the home chef as well, or is this just for professional chefs?
At the moment, we are only onboarding professional chefs.
But so what's the criteria? Are you checking their resumes? Are you checking their background?
The two biggest things Jonathan looks at is the video that the chefs create, and then he looks over their resume. And basically on the resume, as he likes to say, even those that worked at McDonald's, if they moved up and went to a chef school, a culinary school, they have the opportunity to join our platform.
Okay, so you have to have chef training.
Culinary school, correct.
Culinary school. You have to have some experience, obviously. And you are checking that.
Yes.
Because, if you're in Germany, you might not be familiar with Philadelphia chefs.
Well, Jonathan studied at Culinary School Institute in New York. And so he knows most of the culinary school world. And so, yes, we do check that in their resume. And then we do check their video to make sure they have, as I tried to say earlier, their panache. They have that joie de vivre. So they have to have a culinary school background before they can onboard.
It's interesting because not just for chefs, but it seems like this is a time where a lot of people are becoming more conscious of their presence on Zoom or GoToMeeting or whatever the platform. People are getting the light. They're, making sure that their background is okay.
Yeah. And I tell you what, Dearie Dari, we are capitalizing on that. Most of the chefs, if not all, that are onboarding already have the savvy to work with video conferencing, and they have their great social media background already. It's pretty impressive.
What have you seen that really strikes you about the chefs that have come on board so far?
Most of them are families, are family chefs, let's say that. So they have kids. I think pretty much every chef that's on the platform has a family. So that's what struck me. There's not a lot of single young chefs that have onboarded so far. It's mostly the mother who worked at a great restaurant who has three kids but wants to spend more time with her kids.
You definitely need flexibility if you have a family, that's for sure.
Correct. Sure. Yes, you do.
All right, what's the website that people can get in contact with you or with the platform?
Wonderful. Our website is www.deridari.com.
All right. And their delivery is available in Philadelphia.
Correct.
Jake Dougherty is CEO of Dearie Dari, which is a website for chefs, a platform for chefs to maybe get a little more following and show off their skill.
Exactly.
Jake, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Hadass. It's been a pleasure talking to you today.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadass Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadass Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.